ويا ويلتي أني ويا حسرتي طووا وعن غيره قسها ويا أسف العلا وكيف الثلاث غير زاغت بماضي أم الخيب خيف طيب ضيقت فتجملا.
الله سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran he says والذي جاء بالصدق وصدق به أولئك هم المتقون. والذي جاء بالصدق, the one who came with the truth, وصدق به, and the one who accepted the truth, أولئك, those two, whom they are from المتقون, they are from the God fearing ones, the one who came with the truth and the one who believed the truth. The scholars of tafsir, they say the one who came with the truth is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one who accepted the truth, the scholars they say, is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. When the Prophet ﷺ first came with Islam, Abu Bakr was the only one who believed in him, radiyallahu anhu wa arda. So as-Siddiq means a truthful one, and because he was truthful in his claim and his belief in Islam, then they used to refer to him as as-Siddiq. From the reasons that they used to refer to him as as-Siddiq also, was the reason that our brother he mentioned over there. The Prophet ﷺ, he was taken on the night journey. He was taken from Mecca to Jerusalem and back overnight, over one night. During this time, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he was not in Mecca. Abu Bakr, he came back to Mecca and he found the kuffar of Quraysh mocking the Prophet ﷺ, saying that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is mentioning that he went to Jerusalem overnight and he came back and he expects people to believe him and none of us believe him. This is not possible. And this isn't possible for their time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does as he pleases. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he told them, he said, if he said that he did it, then he did it. And Abu Bakr wasn't even present. Look at the type of iman he had. So if you're told something now that's happening in this next room, are you going to have such iman that you say, if this person said this, then it is as they said? This is what he did. He doesn't need anybody to prove it to him. He didn't even ask the Prophet ﷺ. He was just dealing with the kuffar of Quraysh and he said, if you prove to me that he actually said that, you don't need to prove to me that he did that. You need to prove to me that he said that, because you are saying that he mentioned this. So you are the claimant. It's upon you to prove what you're saying. Prove what you are saying. Don't prove the action. As for the action, we believe in it, because he's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, they asked him about such things like this, why he believes in matters so quickly like this, and he's not hesitant to believe in anything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes with, we find that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he was very similar to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From before Islam, both of them, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr, both of them, they never went along with the idol practices that the kuffar of Quraysh were going with. Abu Bakr and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never prostrated to anybody other than Allah. They never bowed to anybody other than Allah. They never slaughtered for anybody other than Allah. So they were similar in this regard. And just like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he learned that Abu Bakr, he was a siddiq and he was truthful in everything. Then Abu Bakr, he knew that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was known in Mecca as Al-Amin. Do you see? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known as Al-Amin. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is known as As-Siddiq. Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. As-Siddiq, the one who believes with conviction. So they're very, very similar, these two. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he said that I believe in what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And because of this, he was also known as As-Siddiq.